All right, welcome back here. So Rashad Francois, 30 points for Danvers High School. Devon Allen, 25 points. Trey Crittenden with 17 points. Mike Nestor with 10 points. And Kieran Moriarty with 4 points for Danvers High School. Lynn English High School, balanced attack. Let's see here. But nobody really grabbing big numbers here tonight. Hope we can grab Coach Walsh here for our post game. John, you want to? Yep, take your time. Okay, so we'll get Coach Walsh here in just a moment here. And Moya, let's see here, for Lynn English High School, 6. He had 9 points. Calvin DeLeon with 10 points. Not a bad night for him. Perez with 4 points. Iverson Lopes with 7. Abraham Diaz with 9, 5 of them in the first half. Charles DeRochemont with 1. Javaris Hill with 2. Tommy Riho with 8. Brett Holy with 8 points. Christian Aber with 2 points. And Early Matos with a total of 5 points. 91-65, our final score here tonight, as Danvers High School has knocked off Lynn English High here this evening. And we're going to have Coach Walsh just join us here in just a moment here to talk a little bit about this. And for Danvers High School, they pick up their 29th straight win here at home. John, definitely a different game tonight than the first time around with you guys and Lynn English High School. What do you say about tonight's game?
You know, it's always good to get a win, especially against Lynn English. They're an extremely talented team. Obviously, you know, with Anthony Silfer out, it's a big loss for them. There's no doubt about that. He's that good. With him, they're a whole different team. That being said, I thought we played really well. I thought we shot it really well, and I'm really happy for the kids, especially on their senior night. You know, I was really happy.
Rashad Francois' first quarter. I've never seen an individual with 20 points, 4 threes, 4 twos, for 20 points in one quarter.
Yeah, and if he didn't get in foul trouble and have to sit out the majority of the second quarter, I mean, he could have had, you know, 40. I don't know what he had.
30. I think he had 30,
well,
yeah.
He could have had 45. I mean, you know, at that point, the way he was playing, you know, picked up an unfortunate quick foul. And, you know, with Lynn English, even when you're up, they're so talented, even without Anthony, that you don't know what's going to happen. So you still have to play with the foul trouble and you know, be cautious and things like that.
Yeah, Francois had 30 points, John, but he had 2 quarters he didn't score at all in.
That's amazing. That's,
isn't that amazing?
That's unbelievable.
And, again, you guys had that huge start, 24-3 to start.
Yep.
To start the game, 33-9 at the end of the first quarter. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of lights-out shooting from right on, and you scored the first 8 points, I guess, of the game, bang, within the first minute and a quarter, and you were on your way tonight.
Yeah, the kids shoot the ball. We're a very good shooting team, And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think, I don't know if it was kids were nervous, that there was that vacuum to fill with all the kids that left last year, but now they're making shots, and I'm really proud of them. I'm really happy for them.
Does this give you that North title, John, or are you still?
I'd have to do it. I don't think so. I don't think so. What do you call it as 5 league losses, Classical? They got 4 now, English. And there's still what? There's still 3 games left, so no, it doesn't.
Okay. All right. All right, John. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
As always, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. All right. That's John Walsh, the basketball coach at Danvers High School. Yeah, thanks, John. 91-65, our final score. Thanks for being with us tonight. Again, high school hockey tomorrow here with Rick Moore. It is Lynn Jets versus Marblehead, 6:30, right here on MSONewsSports.com. Friday basketball, Melrose Wakefield live video streaming from Wakefield Friday night at 7 o'clock. So I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Once again, our final score, Danvers 91, Lynn English 65 on MSONewsSports.com.